But he's asking about, it's the customs in Nigeria that whenever someone is blessed with a child, he goes to the imam, and the imam makes supplications and maybe certain prayers. And all of this, again, is not part of the sunnah. And it's very easy. If you don't want to know if this is authentic or not, study the subject that on this matter, on this issue, what would the Prophet ﷺ do? And we will find that whenever someone is blessed with a child, the sunnah is to, if he's a boy, and some scholars say even if he's a girl, to shave the head on the seventh day, to name him on the seventh day, to slaughter a sheep for a baby girl, or two sheep for a baby boy, as form of sacrifice, and you may eat from it, and you may give away, and you may invite your friends on that feast, on that walima. The sunnah also, if you know of a pious and righteous person, that you take the child in the very beginning, as he was born, and then put a very tiny small piece of base that he softened in the ceiling of the child's throat. Very tiny. So this is also part of the sunnah. The sunnah, some scholars say that it is the sunnah to call the adhan on the right ear of the child as he is born, immediately after he is born. There's it's a weak hadith, but the majority of scholars consider it to be something of practice. Therefore, if you do it, alhamdulillah, if you don't, it's okay. Of course, you don't shout the adhan in his ear or her ear, because it's a child. Just whisper the words of the adhan.